Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough in velvet. Be enough in velvet. Be enough in velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Trey. I'm your hostess this evening, and our show topic tonight is all about everything that's going on in the air right now. Can you feel it? Some of you may think it's fall. That's all it is. Wrong, 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 wrong. Lots of activity in the stars and the cosmos happening, and we were discussing that today at the hotel in Casadega, which is where I do my bulk of my work. And we were discussing how much people are fighting off or warding off things, as well health-wise, as well as, problems in career, slumps, if you will, and even in matters of the heart. Misunderstandings or people jumping too quickly, reacting, if you will, instead of responding too quickly. So if it's in the air for you tonight, as well as taking good care of yourself, I always try to press that issue, impress upon you all that issue of taking good care of yourself. Make sure you're drinking enough fluids. Make sure you're taking vitamins. You're doing moving around, getting a little exercise. I know I'm not the perfect any means. I have, everyone has without perfection, of course. We're all perfect in one way. But with a way of looking at how we see our activity level, how we see honoring our own personal growth, if we're not doing things in that area, perhaps we need to reexamine that, revisit it. We are in fall, so things are falling, changing, saying goodbye. Okay, we've got some callers on the show tonight, so I want to remind you, if you'd like to call in to the show, at 646-727-2585 is the show number. And you can also see me on VenusInVelvet.com, which is my website, or Venus in Velvet on the fan page of Facebook. You can see it there. So I know lots of happening in the air for me as well. I've got the Witch's Ball on this Friday. So super, super excited about that. And who is I've also put on the healing incense, just so you all are aware, extra healing and extra love and light being sent out to all those who are in need. And I'm hoping that you all wish me a very good Witch's Ball, happy Witch's Ball, for the Samhain, for a community in Central Florida. And I invite you to come if you're in the area. So we're going to take our first call. Caller in the 412. Okay, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, and who am I speaking with?
My name's Keisha.
Keisha, thank you for calling into the show.
Sure.
And how are you tonight, dear? Oh, sure.
I'm good.
How are you tonight? Good. So what's on your mind? How can I be of service?
I wanted to know what you think coming up for my love life.
Love. Okay. I feel like I'm singing the Love Boat song. Get ready to burst out into the Love Boat song. Let's see why. Okay. Actually, it's so interesting that I brought out a little tiny heart-shaped rose quartz crystal to put in front of me on this show. And I was like, okay, I'm going to bring that out. Maybe I have something to talk about in that department. So obviously I do in the heart chakra. Oh, Spirit, what do we have in mind for Keisha? Okay, the first thing I hear is be strong, strength. I feel that this, what you're calling in for is a strong, pure, true relationship, love, if you will, relationship. So I see that it has to be a balance of giving inspiration from one to the other, being a strong dynamic between two people. And that I feel is like to you the ultimate connection. It's like somebody's got to be as strong as you are, honey. They have to be as inspiring and as on top of things as you are. It's like you don't really have time for catch-up in this situation.
Right.
You do feel like you have to have your equal, true enough. So let's see, the question of when this will occur. I'm getting a when. So let's see. Ooh, okay. I do feel like the idea here is also to have a little fun. Not all, you know, strong, tough, inspiring, but to have fun. And I'm feeling like two months, and I'm getting like a two thing. So sometimes I say this, and it's like all given to the spirit. Somebody said to me, spirit said to me for somebody, three months, 3 weeks, 3 days, and it's exactly how it happened. From a meeting to a date to an engagement, it ran that fast.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got my chills, as I said, because I do feel it has to do with the number two. So opening your heart to love and accepting in that energy, and I keep getting, like, the row of twos. So 2 months,
okay.
2 weeks, that kind of thing. So, you know, don't fear. It could be 2 weeks, 2 days, but I'm getting two twos with this. So that's a really good vibration, and I feel like it's opening up. I hear that song called Put a Little Love in Your Heart around you about opening that up before this person comes in, getting like just into a happy, upbeat mood that, you know, anything else that happens is icing on the cake.
Okay.
So what you're going to do with this time that's all kind of crazy in the air and things are in the air is you're going to work on playfulness and self-enhancement and getting open up really to a happy vibration. So let's like when you least expect it, but you're ready when it comes, as they say.
Okay.
All right, my dear. I wish you well.
All right.
Many blessings.
Thank
you
so much.
You're welcome. Have a great
bye-bye.
Night. Bye-bye. Namaste. Bye-bye. Okay. I've got a couple quick announcements, then we'll get to our next caller. Just want to mention, as I did before, Friday, October 23rd is the Witches' Ball here in Central Florida. It is located in the all-impressive, now-famous, the infamous Sanford, Florida. And if you'd like more details, visit my website, venusandvelvet.com. Tickets will be on sale just a little longer. So if you want to purchase them online or go to the two locations, they have My Cauldron in DeLand and Luna Sol Esoterica in Sanford. Or you can visit my website and purchase them there. I'd like to say, please, don't wait till you get to the door. It's just going to slow things down. There's so much to do. There's live performances, belly dancing, DJ, vendors, massage, mini readings, lots of good food, great bartender. We're going to have a wonderful ritual with the goddess of the Coven Moon. The Coven of the Goddess Moon, I said that too fast, I apologize. Coven of the Goddess Moon, Lord Morpheus, Lady Danu, and all their wonderful staff that I met the other day for the first time all in person. I am so excited. This is going to be the ball of balls, and I hope that it just gets bigger and better every year that I put it together with the help of you all. So wish me blessings as I wish you blessings always. And, of course, you can always find me at the Casadega Hotel when I'm not putting big things like that together, a big shindig. I'm not really doing Halloween Horror Nights this year out at Universal. It's too much on the plate, and I've decided that taking care of me during this process is just as important. So you'll see me out there sometime again, I'm sure, for other things, other opportunities. And then, of course, at Luna Sol Esoterica in Sanford. So I'm going to take our next caller, Greg Mason 3.
Hello.
Hello, Greg. How are
Hi.
You?
Oh, pretty good.
So what can I do for you?
Well, I am stressed.
Okay.
And I don't know if you need any more than that, but I'm big on meditation and discovering my soul's purpose.
Okay. Good.
There. Yeah. There's. I mean, I got. There's a lot of clear directions in the past, but to becoming successful in that, I'm getting like to my wit's end. Very
okay.
stressed when it comes to download. You know, when you're receiving a word from spirit. Sometimes actually the stress will just become so much to where I can't take it, even though the word's not that, you know.
Are you having trouble sleeping right now, Greg?
Yeah, I always do. It seems like I'm going on journeys in my dream all the time. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you have your common wake-up times going on right now as well?
It varies depending
okay.
on, yeah, my sleep schedule's all over the place.
Okay. All right. So you're doing this meditation. So when do you do your meditation? Before bed? When you awaken midday?
Fairly frequently. One thing that I'll do because I was having all those issues when I'm dreaming,
okay.
I'll make an MP3 player and I'll put a meditation on loop so I can at least kind of aim the dream in the direction so I don't get pulled down by my own negativity. Or incoming
okay.
messages. So
okay.
I'll adjust it. You know, I'll make different meditations for what I'm dealing with. It does
wow.
help me sleep sometimes, but it's like I'm constantly adjusting them depending on what's in the atmosphere. And my issue
oh, sure.
is, why can't I just go inside myself, you know, have my own space
uh-huh.
and not be constantly on call, so to speak.
Okay.
I mean, I know that's a lot to take
well,
in.
No, I, as a reader, I totally, and a healer, I understand all that. I do. What happens is sometimes we get so much, I'm hearing like a sensory overload with you in a huge way. So I do know that clearing is supposed to be part of this. You have to clear. It's like there's too much on the plate you're trying to sort out and smooth out all at once.
Yeah,
sometimes
I've been trying to clear for years.
Okay. So do you actually do real clearing methods, like through cleansing baths or spiritual baths at all?
I'll do meditation. Sometimes I'll sage.
Mm-hmm.
I find that one of the best clearings I get sometimes
mm-hmm.
is whenever I'm having good spiritual fellowship to where...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I'm talking to somebody that's in agreement about having your own space and believes
mm-hmm.
that. Whereas there are some people, especially in religious institutions, so to speak, they
mm-hmm.
believe sometimes that they're called to carry around their burdens and they don't understand the energetic ties. But I came out of that, okay. But what I found out was, I was still picking up on that vibration locally to the point where people were trying to, well, you know, attach themselves to each other,
mm-hmm.
but it just drags everybody down, you know?
Okay. So here's something I'm going to share with you. Two things besides what I kind of pulled up energetically around you. I did see Lord Ganesh with you. I saw like putting a lot more about clearing and moving things out of the way. All right.
Okay.
So one thing that I would recommend, and I've learned this from different practitioners in my walk, the spiritual cleansing bath about using just baking soda. You can use sea salt. I don't recommend Epsom salt because it's too heavy. It makes you feel like you've been in a pool with chlorine in some cases. So if you take some baking soda and put in and like make a bath, and it's not for washing. This is just simply for sitting in cleansing. You can use that along with some sea salt as well, because we know sea salt with the ocean water is the same pH as what's in our blood. It neutralizes us. So I kind of feel like you need some clearing and neutralizing, and then what's happening is you're kind of going up in shift. So you feel this constant movement and energy, and you're like, okay, now I have to think of another meditation. Now I have to focus on this. But in between, you have to clear. You have to prepare for clearing. And the Lord Ganesh is showing me, get cleaning out. Even your diet, he said, has to shift.
Okay.
When this happens,
I was
just
on
go
a good diet,
very
and then
lightly.
I switched back. Yeah.
Go very lightly, he said, just for a day or two, and then you can start introducing other things back in, but plenty of water. And even with the friend of mine, Ginger Doss, said, trace minerals, drops of trace minerals in your water, because it will make the water do what it's supposed to do, what it's supposed to do to sustain good flowing energy throughout your body. So I do have the three energies of miracles and abundance and courage around you. So it's kind of a different Holy Trinity, but I feel like even when you're programming all this music and such, you might need to just focus on one thing and then, like, listen to something very relaxing. Just like ocean sounds, rainforest sounds, tranquility, and just relax and go to sleep that way. Because you're programming so hard, you're not letting the universe help you in that way.
Yeah,
I
know that.
You can do that in the daytime.
Issue.
Uh-huh. You can do that, all that in the daytime or a special spiritual time. And key foundation of anything spiritual in your life. I always say at least once a week. Some people don't still understand how important it is to find their center at least once a week with other people, like-minded people. So I wish you well on your journey, Greg, because it sounds to me like, you know what to do, but perhaps you're just jumping a little too fast and furious, as the movie goes.
Yeah, that's
but
always.
You have a lot of good luck and a lot of opportunity around you. Just clear out and release and let it come, because you're already open.
Okay, thank
you. Your channel is already open, dear. Okay? All right. Well, Greg, I wish you well.
You too. Bless you.
Bless you. Many blessings. Namaste. Okay, guys. That was Greg. And I'm sure glad he called, because we're having that in the air tonight. That which what we carry with us, what we know we're supposed to be going and cradling and holding and embracing now. But we also have to remember the purge, to clear. Clean your closets. Clean your, you scrub your sinks, your windows. Do some real cleansing. Do a detox for a day. Do the spiritual bath that I mentioned. Also, sweeten yourself back up after you empty all out like that. That's important too. So even with your diet, reintroducing healthy food, it makes you mindful. All of this is doing is really making you mindful in a time where sickness can come in, where confusion can come in, static energy. You have to just keep saying, I deflect this, I deflect it. This is not mine to carry or keep. Maybe this is a misunderstanding. I'm mishearing something. I may need to just pull back and find my center, find my own courage and my own energy, and let the miracles of happiness and joy begin again. Always around the full moon, it seems like those who are very sensitive do find themselves in a full moon tilt. So this is without exception, for sure. I do feel like that the most important thing is to take care of your health. Do not overstress. Do not overdo. This is not the time to give your whole energy away to any one thing. Even with my thing with the ball, I'm putting my energy into other things with my house. You know, I got organizing for the ball, and I have all my tubs of decorations and kitchen things and all the things that are necessary for this ball to come together. But in the process, I found some things. And now I have gone through the pitch or giveaway or put it where it belongs kind of scenario. That's a wonderful thing to do during the tail end of a full moon. And if you're interested in any more of that, you can contact me, either website or Facebook. I belong to a group called the I Am, International Association of Metaphysics, and I am a metaphysical teacher certified with them. And it is interesting that I know I can always learn from other teachers, other people there. They do a great full moon meditation where they do call in the energies and also channeling and messages that way, just to help us be mindful, prepare for the next month, because it changes just like everything in the cosmos. It changes. We have to just relax, take it in, breathe it in, and breathe it out. I was doing some yoga, a little bit of yoga, not like I'm the yogi master, but for many, many years I've kept yoga in my life. And my little kitty, who's being so quiet tonight, is spooky. She was on the floor doing some yoga stretches with me. It was so cute. And it was about really releasing toxins from the body and doing these other kinds of stretches and stuff. Not too harmful because it's nighttime. It's slow down energy. I've been going all day. So it was good to just keep stretching and then relaxing, stretching and relaxing. And she was right in the program with me. So I highly recommend putting a spiritual practice of exercise. Yes, walking is wonderful. Swimming is great. Sports are great too, running if you do that. But I always say mindfulness, like yoga, meditation is good. But yoga, tai chi, anything that moves the body, ballet, even belly dancing, which, you know, we love the belly dance. And, you know, even any kind of movement, any kind of body movement where you're pushing out that stressor of the day. And don't carry anything in. Remember Mr. Rogers? Remember him? He used to take off his work jacket and work shoes and put on his slippers and his sweater. He was leaving it all at the door, leaving it behind him. That's what we need to think about when we start and end our day. So, going to take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we have more calls. So stick around. Belly dance. I am going to be able to see some really great belly dancers come this Friday night at the Witch's Ball. And the ball actually is from 8 p.m. to midnight. And two times the lovely Kat Bruce, tribal goddess that she is going to perform. And I heard she's bringing a partner with her, Erin, who sometimes she does like the mirror work, mirror belly dancing. Is so fun because it makes you want to just say, grab your good friends, say, we should tote belly dancing. We should do this so we can be cool and like dance together like that. It'd be great. You know, I've seen that conversation go down more times than I can remember. It's so inspiring. And she's amazing. She's in such great health. She's also a great reader and she takes great care of herself. And I was going to just quickly read you a little something about peace of mind since we're on that and so much happening in that respect about peace of mind. Peace of mind is really not something that you get to or acquire. You know, you don't have to earn peace of mind. You don't have to go through all kinds of scattered stuff to finally get to peace of mind. It's sort of like something you have to pace yourself every day and say, all of this is bringing me peace. I am now more peaceful every day. We want to think about, as I was mentioning to our gentleman before, avoiding toxins and maintaining a healthy sleeping habit. Stay away from negative people, surrendering your problems to the higher power, to the creator, to the universe. Commune with nature and simplify your life And sometimes you have to just say no. You can't do it all. You're not Superman, Superwoman. Okay, so saying no, surrendering to your own yes. And I have a very nice friend. Her name is Mary Hayes. She also works at the hotel in Casadega. And she has a book, Just Say Yes, like Expressing Your Yes. So good book, good lady. And, you know, our lovely Ginny Stern out there, she's so sweet, but she is so adamant when the stars make, the planets make big shifts and a lot of trines and a lot of things are meeting with one another and opposing. She's always like giving us the heads up on that. And even in numerology, we all talk in numbers. A guy I know, he's a friend of my brother's. He said, Teray, it's like you guys talk your own language. Speak a different language. You say, oh, today's a three. And and that's just, that's got good energy to it. And he said, it's like a whole other language you speak. It is, because I already know my own language. I know English, American English, not British English, but I know American English very well. And a few other little pidgin languages, but I know best about energy language, the language of energy. Why? Because we are all just energy. We're all made up of energy. So everything that you may be feeling that might be sensitive around you, stop trying to force the fit. Stop trying to connect with every little thing. If you're a sensitive, better put up your shields a little stronger. Maybe you're just meant to be in one area. You might have an interest in something else, but perhaps now is not the time. Wait till a new moon cycle to start these new projects. And do, as they say astrologically, do not start anything or plan anything when the moon course VOC. You may see that in certain astrological calendars. It's important that you be mindful about your energy when you sense things are stirring up. That's not the time to start new things. Perhaps that's the time to make a quick call and just say, I cut that cord. I think I'm done with that now. In fact, I know I am. And be open to new energy. So see that as the dynamic of you taking control of the energies that are changing constantly during full moon time, during this shift in the energies when you feel so much in the air. You may feel love is coming. How to prepare? That means getting out all the unloving thoughts and casting them aside, getting away from toxic people and situations, casting that aside. Recognize the true energy of success within your heart, your own happiness, and be mindful of your words, of your actions. Be at peace. We live a very fast-paced life. So I want you all to recognize when you're doing too much on the plate, too much on your list. Tomorrow is another day. You cannot do it all in one day. And it's not a shameful thing. You have to pace yourself and enjoy your life. Do not do damage or harm to yourself, and you won't do it to others. So I wish you a very, very happy Monday night and coming into Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning is a beautiful time to wake up and start anew. And thank you for tuning in. I hope that I see you or hear from you soon. If you're in the area, you know where I'll be Friday night. And wishing you many blessings and much love and much light. Namaste.